Yeah, that's the case. Over the last 5 years, from January 2015 to August of this year, almost 2,800 new Garda recruits were joined the force. And in that period, Donegal received just 79 of those, which is a very small percentage indeed. Indeed, if you take the border counties altogether, it's just about 346. And I think that epitomises what's the latest underpinning, rather, of Fine Gael and government's neglect of our region. As you know, there are currently four border divisions within the Gardaí. They're set to be cut to two, with Sligo and Cavan and Monaghan losing theirs, and one will remain in Letterkenny, and also one in Louth. But that, in effect, means that six border counties will now only have access to two chief superintendents. All this while, obviously, continuing uncertainty in terms of what way Brexit will pan out, whether there's a deal or no deal. I think it's inevitable that more Garda resources are going to be required. We have the all-too-prevalent instance of rural crime and increased dissident activity. And obviously, we've had the appalling attacks on Kevin Lunny and, indeed, death threats issued just yesterday, not least my constituency colleague, Deputy Martin Kennedy Carr, having been burned out over the last number of days. So I think the government's hallmark over the course of the last five and indeed beforehand years is the tour of the country in terms of photo calls and opportunistic openings, which are a result of hard-working communities fundraising to start various initiatives. But when it comes to looking after their own brief, and in particular Minister Charlie Flanagan, I'm afraid they're nowhere to be found.
They do, might argue, though, in this situation that organised crime gangs, etc., are all centred in the capital. Therefore, the need is greater for more Gardaí to be deployed there.
I can appreciate that that may be the case, but as is all too prevalent, the Dublin-centric approach, some 48% of Gardaí recruits did go to Dublin in this, over the last 5 years. But it's the very small numbers that have gone to our area, in particular Donegal. And I think that this underpins the neglect of the North West. I mean, government tend to abuse rural Ireland and the regions such as Donegal for photo calls and profile launches. But when it comes to the provision of real basic services to communities, they're found wanting. Nobody is arguing that there are crime problems in Dublin and elsewhere in the country, but my responsibility and that of deputies here in the North West is to look after our areas, and I'm afraid government is failing in that regard.